This is Senator Al Simpson. There's again a move afoot in Congress to control programming choices for our nation's broadcasters. Will Ted Kennedy please tune in and join me in calling this a really bad move? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the federal government sure doesn't need to be involved in the picky details of control of modern broadcasting. When television and radio were new inventions, it was necessary and appropriate to be certain that all sides of a current issue were presented to the public, and the Fairness Doctrine was the government's answer to accomplish that. But today we operate in a wholly different environment. Our many different radio and TV stations and other media outlets besiege us with various views. The FCC has begun deregulating our airwaves, and that's working. It is most important that the public hear all sides of the vital issues of the day, Ted, but it darn sure isn't our place here to tell them what's available. Let the people make their own choices on this one. With me, pal?
Nice try, Al, but a solid majority of Congress disagrees with you. In fact, my position would be the law today if President Reagan hadn't vetoed the bill we sent him in 1987 to require broadcasting stations to air both sides of controversial issues. For years, the Fairness Doctrine applied to broadcasters under FCC rules. When the right-wing Reagan Commission tried to abandon the rule in the 1980s, Congress had to act. Every citizen understands the immense power of broadcasting stations. In the vast majority of communities across the country, a handful of stations dominate the market. The Fairness Doctrine ensures that when controversial public issues are aired, the watching and listening public gets to hear both sides. That way, wealthy ideological broadcasters can't tilt an issue to their side and distort the debate. You sure don't get the other side watching a movie or sports event on cable. The Fairness Doctrine makes democracy work better. Don't junk it, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.